With us today is Chris Michael, Project Manager of Media Access Australia. And Chris is going to talk to us about Media Access Australia's latest Media Access Report. Welcome, Chris.
Hello, Bert.
Now, what is the Media Access Report?
It's a report that we produce every quarter. So this is the spring issue now, and we've been doing it for quite a few years now. It's produced on both paper and it's also available on the website, and it just aims to give, as everything we produce, it's a very factual sort of look at what's going on in the world of access in Australia and the rest of the world.
So what are some of the notable developments in the report, Chris?
Okay, well, there's a few interesting things regarding audio description in this one. There's a bit of a report on what's going on in the UK at the moment. Now, what's been happening there is Ofcom, which is their communications regulator, has been doing a review of the audio description quotas that were set in place a few years ago, which essentially means that the main stations have to do at least 10% of their programming with audio description. Now, they were looking at whether that should be raised to 20%, and a few people were lobbying for that. They've decided to stay at 10%, which might sound like it's not such a good thing, but the main reason they've done that is most of the main channels in the UK are already up to 20%, and some of them are actually doing more. So there's some BBC stations that get up to 30% or more. So audio description is pretty healthy in the UK. And there's also a little bit more information about the audio description trial that's going to be happening in New Zealand next year. And we believe that the first program that they're going to be audio describing is Coronation Street, which is a British soap opera that's been going on, God, I think since the early 60s, and apparently is fantastically popular in New Zealand, so that's a good program to start with. So that's, yeah, happening probably early next year.
Actually, Coronation Street's pretty popular here too.
Yeah, I know. It's showing on one of the multi-channels.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you might be right there, but that would be a hoot to audio describe.
Oh, yes. A lot of people sitting around pubs talking. Probably have a chance, a bit hard to get a word in sometimes.
I think, very good. Now, I understand, Chris, that there is also a story about an American access bill that was recently passed.
Yes. Now, this is a very important development. The bill is called the 21st Century Communications and Video Accessibility Act of 2010. I just had to read that to make sure I was getting it right. That was signed into law by President Obama a few weeks ago. And there's a lot of stuff in this bill which hopefully is going to filter through the rest of the world, a lot of stuff to do with online media and making equipment accessible and so on. For audio description, the really important thing, though, is it reinstates audio description quotas for TV. Now, what happened in America was quotas were introduced a few years ago, probably about 10 years ago. There was actually a legal challenge to them by the Motion Picture Association in the US. Those quotas got knocked down, and audio description since then has been very patchy on American TV. So the good thing is this bill reinstates those next year. Now, the quotas aren't huge. It basically says next year 9 of the main free-to-air and cable channels have to have at least 4 hours of audio described programs each week, which is, you know, fairly low, but the bill does give provisions for that to increase in ensuing years. So it's a really good start, and it's just good to see it's back in the law again after being knocked down.
Well, that's what I say. Well, you know, once it gets started, it can sometimes take a life of its own, can't it?
That's right. And I mean, there's been a problem there with digital. America's now switched to digital TV, and a lot of the digital receivers don't get audio description. And because there hasn't been much on TV, because they haven't had to do it, there hasn't been much development there. So this will just kick things along beautifully, hopefully.
Good. Now, where can people find the Media Access Report if they want to read it, Chris?
Yeah, okay. Probably the easiest thing is if you go to our website, which is www.mediaaccess.org.au. And if you go to the equipment and resources section, it's under Media Access Reports, and it's in the form of an accessible rich text Word document.
Excellent. Now, listeners, if you want to know more about audio description in general, Media Access Australia have a website, audiodescription.com.au. And you can also contact them at info@mediaaccess.org.au or phone 02 9212 6242. I've been speaking with Chris Michael, Project Manager of Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.